You follow the news, you're probably aware an armed man took four hostages during a 10-hour standoff at a Texas synagogue a few days ago. And then there's a column today in the National Post. Stephen C. Wernick writes, "Why I'm not scared to be a rabbi even after the Texas hostage taking." And Rabbi Steve Wernick is senior rabbi at Congregation Beth Tzedek in Toronto and joins me now. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good to have you. So, are there people who are in fear of coming to the synagogue?
Well, you know, for better or for worse, during this period of COVID, people have by and large been attending synagogue through online means.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to tell at this moment what the impact of this latest attack will mean. But, you know, this is our reality, right? It's like, you know, our synagogue and many synagogues in the community around the world for the last 20 years have been increasing in all sorts of ways security and training, because these kinds of incidents, unfortunately, are becoming more common.
Anti-Semitism is bigger than any other group of hate crimes that takes place in Canada, but I think a lot of people are unaware of that.
According to the law enforcement officials and organizations like B'nai B'rith, which track these things, Jews are the single largest targeted minority within Canada. And the last year that have published records, which is 2020, there were more than 2,600 incidents of anti-Semitism across Canada, with a 44% increase from the year before in just Ontario.
What would you call an incident? Because not all of them are violent.
Unfortunately, the Canadian experience has, by and large, not been violent. The primary incidents, according to the data, is harassment and vandalism. But it's not a long, you know, it's not a long skip and a jump to go from harassment and vandalism to violence. What's distressing is that it seems that anti-Semitism, which was, you know, since World War II and post-Holocaust, for decades, was really marginalized and pushed to the sides. In the last decade in particular, as politics the world over has become more divisive, anti-Semitism seems to be creeping back into the center. And it's, you know, I think the increase of incidents is related to that. And that's why it's really important to call it out and to do the community work and the security work in order to combat it.
I'm talking to Rabbi Steve Wernick, senior rabbi at Congregation Beth Tzedek in Toronto. He writes an article for the National Post, "Why I'm Not Scared to Be a Rabbi Even After the Texas Hostage Taking." And I'd like you to respond to a text message that just came in, because I know numbers of people are saying this sort of thing. This person writes, "Stop it. Biden says there was just a random act. It wasn't specifically an attack on Jews."
I don't know how anybody can say that an attack on a synagogue when Jews are praying is not an attack on Jews. The FBI, according to the latest news reports, is investigating this as a terrorist circumstance, which likely means that they believe that there are other people that might be involved, that somehow or other this person could be radicalized. This person, within their ranting when they were in the synagogue, according to the live stream tapes that was covered and has been reported elsewhere, this person was saying that one of the reasons he was there was that Jews control the world and that Biden will do what the Jews say. And so that just buys into the ancient trope of Jewish conspiracy, power, and domination. And so I just think it's just not correct to say that this isn't anti-Semitism. Now, it may not have been a specific attack on Jews because of Jew hatred, but the choice of target, the information that's available as to why that target was chosen, the fact that this person came from England and chose a synagogue specifically, I mean, this is not a random synagogue that one would walk into, leads one to believe that this is certainly a case of anti-Semitism.
So how security minded do you have to be? Well, let's say outside COVID, when everybody is coming on a Saturday, how security minded do you have to be, and are you, you know, around your services?
We're very security minded, and you know, we. I don't want to get into the details of the kinds of things that we do, but we're very security minded. We have restricted entryways. We have 24-hour security at our synagogue. We go through a series of training, both for all of our professionals, our security professionals in particular, as well as our lay leadership. You know, we have plans and do practices for all sorts of eventualities, and it's, you know, it's not something, as I wrote in the article, you know, when I started rabbinical, you should know that not only when I started rabbinical 32 years ago, rabbinical school 32 years ago, but my father is also a conservative rabbi, and so I spent my entire life in the synagogue. never in a million years would I have imagined that what we have to do here in Toronto is similar to what has to happen in countries in Europe, for example.
Why not? People have been attacking the Jews for millennia.
And I think that we believed as a people, and I still believe that you know, though anti-Semitism is up in Canada, and it is up in the United States, it's still an extreme action. Jews are still very much secure within these nations. And one of the reasons for that is because of the relationships that we've built with elected officials and with law enforcement. And we've done that in order to ensure that to one is to deter bad things, but also when they inevitably will happen, that we're able to maximize the protection of our communities.
All right. Why do you think anti-Semitism persists?
Well, I wish I had an answer for you for that. You know, anti-Semitism is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, hatred. It goes back to the time of the Bible. Jews Jews for millennia were without a homeland and were subject to the whims of the rulers and the nations in which they lived. They have certain practices and beliefs that identified them as the other, and depending upon, you know, historical circumstances, they were either ignored and allowed to flourish, or they were persecuted, exiled, and in the Second World War during the Holocaust, exterminated. If I knew why anti-Semitism existed, then, you know, perhaps I and others would be able to be more effective in destroying it.
Sure. I mean, essentially what I asked you, I guess, is an unfair question. It's like saying, why is there hate in the world?
Yeah, I mean, that is right. I mean, I think there's hate in the world because human beings are human. I just read yesterday in one of our sacred texts, it's called the Midrash, an understanding that God creates both the soul and justice, and both the soul and justice live within God's hand. But God says to the people, justice ultimately is in your hands, and when you take care of justice in the world, then I'm going to take care of your soul. And I think that that's, you know, an understanding of human nature, that it's really up to us to create a just society as human beings. And clearly, we're still striving to do that and have a lot of work to do, not just in terms of anti-Semitism, but in terms of all the other injustices that exist.
I am out of time, a constant injustice on my show. But Rabbi Stephen Wernick, it was good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Terry.
This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.